Blog Talk Radio.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to thank you. simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
Your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Yeah. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. From now on, our troubles will be miles away. Golden days, happy gold. gather near to us once more. Through the years, we all will be together. If the faith allows, hey.
Hello, hello, hello. Good evening. Good evening, good evening, good evening. All right, so I'm assuming that y'all can hear me because that was kind of loud. We had some difficulties, and that was my fault because I can't dial a phone. That's an issue. Who knows? but we're going to throw some stuff in the background. Well, good people, one and all, welcome to Epiphany Radio Universe. It is a For Real Entertainment Network. It is sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? Get your stuff. He makes this stuff. It's real dope. You should get it. Put it on your wrist. Rock it. And everybody will like it, including yourself. More importantly, it's the season. It's Christmas. It's a great holiday. And then it'll be Kwanzaa. And, of course, we're running Hanukkah at the same time. But this is the whatever show. So it's whatever you want to do. And we're just going to do whatever tonight. And it's whatever you like. You know, they have a do what you like on Monday, or, you know, and that's with Mr. Metaphoria. But here we're centering our energy on the holidays. And this is our annual big holiday show celebrating the holidays. And we're going to talk about Christmas. 'Tis the season. You can do some gratitude poetry because we're going to spit that. We're going to have discussions. We're going to do whatever we're going to do. All right, we'll be discussing your best Christmas presents, your worst Christmas presents, and also, does sex qualify as a present? We asked last year, we're going to ask this year. We don't care, we're going to ask it. We do whatever we want, the hell we do it. So, in tradition, we're going to do this. We're going to open people's mics. If you would like to participate, please press 1. Raise your hand that we can see you so that we know that you're here. All right? I am horrible at reading numbers, so unless you press 1, I don't know you're there unless I know your number and I've labeled you. So please make sure that you raise your hand. All right? We are going to exist and open our mics for everybody to talk and have a terse discussion while we're going to listen to some groovy Christmas music. Because nothing sets the mood better than Christmas music. Even if you ain't getting shit for Christmas, it still feels like Christmas. So, as my son would say, it's Merry Christmas. He don't even say Christmas. He said, it's Christmas. I'm like, okay, he's half Dominican. That's what they do. I don't know. That sounded very racial, but it's not. Anyway, let's start opening these mics. Getting these people here, getting you accustomed. We throwing all everybody at reaping people from War Council, Fly Speak, Open Mic, all the shows, Station Manager, Piffy, Radio Universe. We getting everybody. Everybody can come and get on the mic tonight and do what you do. We're gonna speed round, we're gonna spit some shit, we're gonna do everything. 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 And I didn't even take my first shot. Now, today's drinking thing. So every time you hear jingle bells, every time anybody say jingle bells, take a shot. All right. My particular choice of drink this evening will be Fireball Cinnamon Whiskey. I am going to cut it with some ginger ale. That is my cut. My limit is 5 because we all know what happens when we get past 5. So the last time we did a Honey Dripper show with drinks, because we used to do, the Honey Drippers used to be centered around drinks. And we had to stop it because people were just, I was messy. I don't know what was happening, so we're not going to do that. The shot total is 5, no more, no less. Please do not outdo yourself. If your words start to slur, I will cut your mic. That's how it is. All right? So, let's get started. Are y'all ready? All right, don't forget. This is on all major podcast outlets, iTunes, Spotify, I'm going to play that again, I like that, Google Play, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Speaker, CastBox, and more. All right, hashtag The Hidden Radio Show, hashtag Epiphany Radio Universe, hashtag For Real Entertainment Network, hashtag Mojave, hashtag Hal Brooks, hashtag War Council, hashtag Fly Speak Open Mic, and hashtag The Honey Drippers, hashtag Honey Drippers 2.0, all the stuff. All right, so let's get started. Y'all ready? So coming up first to the mic, of course, needs no real introduction. Runs co-counsel with me on War Council, dope poet, Honey Dripper, Miss Angel Kemp. Angel, are you there? Hello, Angel. She must have her mic muted, or she's away from mic, so we'll come back to her. All right, we're going to go to our station manager, Mr. Van Meadows. Mr. Van Meadows, are you there, sir?
Hey, what's good, Mojave? I am here, my brother.
What's
how you doing,
happening?
Bro?
What's going on? You ready? You got your drink ready?
Yeah, man, I got my drink. Got my drink.
All right. You know, this is a grown folks show. So if you're underage, you're listening, drink juice, Pepsi, some other soft drink, even though it's acid, but you know. Anyway, so we're going to go from our station manager, one half of the Get Down, and all of doing date night differently. We're going to go over to VA. We're going to go get Miss Lisa Lips. Are you there, Miss
Lisa?
Hey, Lisa Lips.
Hey,
what's
Ms.
going
Lips.
Happening? What's good?
Hey, guys. I like being the first woman on the mic with you guys. That's fun.
That sounded really funny for a second. No, okay.
Wouldn't be the first time I got caught between two brothers, but anyway.
That's your part of business.
Yeah.
We don't care with that. You'll burn the business. You'll burn the business. All right. So we're gonna bring in Father Time, aka Scott, because he came through tonight. We're gonna check him out. Scott, are you there?
Good evening, all. How are you?
What's going on, sir? How are you? What's happening?
I've been well. Got the message. Look forward to seeing what's going on tonight, because I know y'all run a very clean, family-friendly show with very, very little. I can't even imagine anything going sideways in here. And, you know, hey, what's the worst that can happen with a Christmas bush? I mean, tree.
Yeah. We don't know what that is, but that's okay. Oh man, we're losing callers already. I ain't calling in here for this. I didn't call in here for this. All right, so we're gonna go over to area code 518. I think I know, but I'm gonna ask anyway. Area code 518. Who master speaking? Hello. Area code 518.
Yes, this is Peyton, 518-210-2205.
Hey, Peyton.
Yes. Oh. You call me on this.
Yes. Yes. And Peyton is one of my bestest friends in the entire planet, on the face of the planet. And also the writer, the director of the Men Chronicles. What is it, Men Chronicles Part 2 or 3?
Part 2 is coming up, T-O-O.
All right.
T-O-O, but it's a part 2. You know what I mean, yeah.
All right. So we got some people in the house. We like that. All right, so I'm going to go from you, Peyton. I'm going to go over here to, wait a second, I got to, let me get some good Christmas music in here because we need that. I was a little too groovy, but, you know. All right, so we're going to go over here. We're going to go over to Kenya Songbird. Kenya, are you there?
Yes, I am here. Hello.
Hello. All right. So this is shaping up very nicely. This is shaping up nice. Oh, I have plenty of people I have good questions to. Okay. So, Kenya, I'm going to go from you, Songbird. We're going to go to area code 321. Who master speaking?
It's Malikia Mojave. How are you?
Hey, there you go. All right, Malikia. All right. Oh, this is good. This is beautiful. This is super beautiful. This is beyond. All right, we rocking right now. I cannot. All right. Let me cut this down. All right. So now that I have a good set of people, it seems very balanced. I mean, a little heavy on the feminine side, you know, but we're gonna work this out because we know some people are on their way in. All right, so let me bring this down just a tad bit more. All right, party people, we're all here, right? So we're just gonna get into it. Make sure that you have your drinks. If you have drinks, every time you hear the word jingle bells, you take a drink. So anybody mentions Jingle Bells, and don't be saying Jingle Bells on purpose. It's got to be in a sentence or something happened or somebody mentioned this in a song. Anytime you hear it, that's when you drink. Not, oh, Jingle Bells. Everybody drinks. That doesn't work. You got to catch people off guard. They wouldn't pay attention. And then whoever, you know, gets that and catches the amount of jingle bells, you get a special prize from me. It's going to be nice. But you got to catch it. All right? Y'all ready? Now, the question. The question that we are putting on the floor. What was the worst Christmas gift you ever fucking got? And I'm talking about, you was like, this is the worst, right? Because we'll go from the worst Christmas gift, then we'll go to re-gifting, and then the best Christmas gift. So what was the worst Christmas gift you got? We're going to start with Malika because you were the last person in, so we're going to start with you first. Malika, what was the worst fucking Christmas gift you ever got?
I'm over here thinking. I got to think on that one because I haven't, there's nothing that literally pops to mind that quick. Give me a second and come back to me. Let me think.
All right, all right. So we're going to go on. All right, Kenya, what is the worst fucking Christmas gift you got?
I got it today. Oh, he said Kenya. Oh, I'm sorry,
I said Kenya. I
got
I'm
a actually got a laptop, though. And the reason why it was my, can you hear me?
Yeah.
The reason why it was the worst, because of what? He stole it from the pawn shop that he worked from.
Oh, hell no.
Oh,
well,
damn.
Wait,
yo.
Wait, okay. So number one, somebody brought their laptop in. They pawned it. Probably was just for a little while to get it, and then they get it back. But he stole it from the shop, and he gave it to you. So
yeah,
where is
as well
that?
As a fax machine and rings and all that good stuff. Yeah, he was stealing.
Oh, wow. Jesus Christ. Did he get arrested?
Nah, thank God.
Are we just telling business? All right, never mind, never mind. All right, all right. So, Peyton,
I mean, you're not about to be raided while we're on the call, right? I mean, you know.
Like, but
get you as accessory, possessing stolen property.
For real.
So, all right. So Peyton, what was the worst fucking Christmas gift you got?
Can I just say, I got the worst Christmas gift to Dad. Where my project director, you know, she fancy herself being a seamstress and a crafty person or whatever. She made me this, like, head turban. But it's like this granny material she made it. It's these stripes and flowers. I'm like, what is going on with these stripes and flowers? It's like she found the last piece of material she had that she was sewing with, and she zoomed it up real quick and then handed it to me and wrapped it in a piece of paper. So I was thinking to myself, this is what this girl think of me. I will wear something that's ugly. I'm very disgusted, and I can't wait for her to ask me, oh, did you wear it? I'm like, sweetie, that was not my style of dress. I'm just going to tell her straight out. I hate to hurt her feelings. But that thing is ugly. If I could show y'all a picture of it, you'd be like, wow.
Oh,
but that's what
bonus,
she thought of me. That's what hurt
picture,
my feelings.
I'm just saying, you can take a picture and throw it on the event page. You can't do that.
Maybe
you can't take
I
a picture
will,
of it put on the event
ugly.
Page.
It's ugly. It's ugly.
Matter of fact, if you have an ugly gift that you don't like, please put it on the event page. Please feel free to exchange your ugly presents on there. Feel free.
That ugly thing.
All right, so all right, so we're gonna go to Scott. Scott, what was the worst fucking Christmas gift that you got?
Oh Lord, there are two that come to mind, and I'm trying to figure out which one to pick. They're both in my youth. There was one time when I was about 16 years old. And my aunt decided to send me a Christmas gift without checking with my mother about what my size was. She wanted to act like she seen me, which she hadn't all year long or forever. So tell me why she sent me something that was sized for like a 10-year-old. I tried to put it on, and it was like, none of this is going to work. Why is this happening to me right now? But what was worse than that, I think, when I was about 6 years old, and this was like traumatizing, y'all, so hold my heart. My grandparents, who loved me dearly and saw a bright light in this child that was me, gifted me for Christmas a drum set. Not just any drum set. I'm talking about like a five-piece special drum set, big, huge, the whole nine. And before Christmas was over, the drum set had disappeared from under the tree, and my parents spent the next week explaining to me I was dreaming and had never gotten a drum set for Christmas.
What?
And I did not and I did not find out until I'm not even lying. I didn't find out until years later when my grandmother told me the truth that they were so furious that they gave me a drum set. They hid it down in the basement when I wasn't looking and swore them to secrecy and did not want to have that noise in the house.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
oh,
I could have been a star right now. I could have been on tour, but no. No,
you could
all because
been.
My parents.
You could have been.
I'm telling you, I could have been Jay-Z, Beyonce, all them. I could have been, ooh, man, I could have. The record's on the wall, I'm telling you. Do you see it? I see it. The Grammys? Oh, please. But no.
Oh, wow.
You're
a dreamer.
Oh, man. That's messed up.
So I'm gonna go and try and dry these tears a little bit, and I'll let it back over to you, Mahop.
Yo, that's terrible. That's terrible. Alright, Lisa Lips, what was the worst fucking Christmas gift you got?
So I was dating this guy, this was in my 20s, and he waited until Christmas Day, had not purchased one thing. He gets up early in the morning, leaves the house, comes back just before lunchtime with this big ass box from the flea market with this orange tie-dye sweatsuit with an African fist on the front and some white sneakers that didn't even have a name on them. And expected me to be, like, ecstatic that he brought it for me. It was burnt orange and pink.
Jesus.
With a red leg and green fist on the front.
Did the relationship make it into the new year?
Just barely. But didn't last much past that. He was gone by my birthday, and my birthday is January 26th.
Damn. Okay.
Damn.
I'm going to take a shot to that because that's fucking whack. It's whack.
You got two shots down because I definitely jingled up a shot.
All right. Well, here's to Scott and Lisa for that crazy ass. You didn't get it.
All I can say to Lisa is I know what her I knew what her New Year's resolution was that year.
What?
I'm just saying, once you got that gift, I knew what New Year's resolution you made, and you kept it by before the end of January.
Right. Yeah, and he refused to move out when I told him so I put his shit out.
Oh, shit.
He came home one day, all his shit was outside, and the locks were changed.
I said, "Oh, you ain't
did you
go
put
home,
it in that box?"
It was all just
did
sitting on the shelf. I lived out in the country.
Did you call Tyrone?
No, girl, I ain't even call nobody. He had to figure out how to drag his shit on his own.
Oh, that's funny.
Did you wait till it was a rainy day?
Nah, it was cold as shit, though. It was like 20 degrees.
Oh,
man.
Damn.
Jesus. All right. All right. Van Meadows, what was your worst fucking Christmas gift?
Wow, bro. All right. So, you know how you do all the little office gifts exchange and all of that good stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Somebody got me a Chucky doll.
Oh, God.
What?
I hope you gave that shit back.
What?
Yeah, every gift it. Yeah, every gift it. Yeah, every gift it. Yeah.
So did they think you were Chucky? What was that
I don't understand the premise behind it.
Me neither.
maybe it was because I like horror movies, but I was like, yeah, no, I'm not keeping this. I'm giving this right back to somebody else.
I would have threw that in the garbage. Like, that would have been to the garbage. I wouldn't even reshifted it.
That's not even Jesus. What the?
Right.
All right. So I got three for you. All right. Worst fucking Christmas gift ever. When I worked at University of Albany, we had, you know, gift exchange, right? And so they played this game where you can take people's gifts, right?
Oh, yeah.
And so,
Chinese game.
Yeah. And so, uh-huh. Like, I wanted the rice steamer, right? Someone had gotten me the rice steamer. I wanted the rice steamer, right? And so my coworker, who had they had a subscription to cookies, right, or something like that. Like you got this thing for cookies, right? So I'm like, everybody knows I wanted the rice steamer. Why did she come and take my rice steamer in the game and refuse to give it back? It was like, nah, I'm not giving it back. I want this. I'm keeping it. You get cookies. You got kids. You get cookies. I was like, you know, it was the worst. Like, and I was just like, there's nothing I'm ever. And then what was worse about the cookies is that the cookies weren't even like good cookies. They sucked in the worst way possible. They like sucked. Like they weren't tasty. They weren't like good cookies. They were like bad cookies. I was like, not only did you give me this bull crap, it's bad cookies. It's not even, it wasn't worthy of milk. You know how bad a cookie has to be to be not worthy of milk? like you can't dip it. You can't, like, it just wasn't good. It just wasn't
what,
good.
It
to this day. No, it's professional cookies. They just sucked. You know, it was just bad. It was just like, I was like, yo, this sucks. Oh, you get to have cookies every month for you. I don't care about the cookies having every month. Matter of fact, every time the cookies came, I threw the shit out. I was like, oh, this one, throw this in the garbage. All right. Now, the second one, right, I love my aunt to death. She's an evangelist. I love her to death. But every year since time immemorial, until I turned about 15, she brought us Brute, the gift set. She never failed to get us a Brute gift set. There was one off year. There was just one off year.
Wow.
Just one year.
Wow.
That she switched it up and she gave us Old Spice. One year she gave us Old Spice. Always Brute.
Oh, my God. That's the funniest.
Always. And I'm talking about the Brute with the soap.
Oh, man.
The time. Yes, the soap on a rope. Yes.
Oh, my God.
Never failed. Never failed.
Oh, my God.
Just one year she switched up and gave us Old Spice. One year. But every year. Proved. Every year.
Wow.
And a pair of socks. You always got a pair of socks.
Mm-hmm.
But
she wanted you to
see
that like you were 65. My goodness.
I'm just, listen. That's just.
You had me wondering if y'all
was
smelling something.
But you know the funny thing? We always forgave her because she was the Easter aunt. Like, she made Easter. Like, she's the person where she took Easter into hand. And she really, like, she shined in Easter. Like the Easter was the, like, that was like her religion. Everybody got back.
So Christmas
everybody
was the L she could take.
Yeah, we let her take the L on Christmas. Like we didn't mind. That's why we let her pass. Because we'd be like, well, Christmas be like, there's always Easter. It's always Easter. And everybody always got dope baskets. She always gave us dope baskets on Easter. So we could forgive Christmas and the socks. And the socks. But Brute socks. But you know, Compared to everything else that you're going to get, you know, because you're going to get the big chocolate bunny, you're going to have at least 3 or 4 cavities. You're going, she's going to do it. She had the everything you could think of a basket, and everybody got a basket, big one. big chocolate bunny. You know, now if you always get a big chocolate bunny on Easter, you can forgive the brute. You just ain't got to wear it. You ain't got to wear it. All right. Last thing, my grandmother, God rest her soul, didn't know the difference between a French cuff and a French cuffed shirt. Right? Now, a French cuff shirt is where you put your cufflinks in. Right?
Mm-hmm.
A French collared cuff shirt, that's for women. My grandmother brought me a shirt that was for women. And insisted that I wear it to church. In which I did.
Display
and I wore it to church.
Oh, my God.
I wore it to church.
What pictures that? It didn't happen unless you have pictures.
You'll never see the pictures. I burned them. You will never get your hands on them. And I sang in the choir. Here's the other worst part about it. I did not get my rhythm until I was 12. So imagine you always got
that
one kid in the front of the choir singing with no rhythm. Can't clap with the rest of everybody else. With no rhythm with this crazy shirt on.
Were you wearing glasses back then too, Mo?
Yes, and I was wearing glasses back then too.
Oh,
and I had the birth control glasses.
I had the birth control glasses
and a stutter. Hallelujah. I made it through.
I think you win.
I'm just saying.
Oh my God.
And it was like my grandmother labored under this delusion, and she said, "It's a shirt. You gonna wear this shirt? Nobody gonna tell the grand dame no. Nobody gonna tell her no. And I'm in the front." In church, Hope Missionary Baptist Church, in the choir, that can't clap
asking
to save
Jesus
my life.
To call you home.
Wait a minute. My hobby. What was the song y'all sang? What was the song you were singing?
I'm not even going to get into it.
Did you have a solo?
No, I did not have a solo. Thank God. Thank God.
Because that would have took it to another level.
No, thank God.
Wow.
Thank God. But labeled under the I'm just saying.
Wow.
That was like
Mahavi.
Yes.
Awesome.
Yes, God.
Now, this didn't happen to me, but I could tell you the worst gift I've ever seen happen to anyone.
If
you want. I mean, I've never seen one this bad, and to this day, I still feel bad for this person. High school. Gift exchange. Private school where, you know, it wasn't that many of us in the class. There were about 10, 12 of us. So we did a gift exchange. Now, my friend Ralph, okay, we all did one of those, everybody got a gift, but you didn't know who you got it from. It was just, you know, names in a bag. Everybody gets a gift. Okay, get to your desk, your gift's there. We all go around and unwrap. He came in. Now, first, let me explain to you, Ralph, cool kid, and you know how there's that one kid in school who has all the acne for everybody else?
Mm-hmm.
He was that kid.
Oh, wow.
Okay? There was this huge box on his desk, so he was all excited. When it came his time, he unwrapped that box. Let me tell you something. I have never in my life seen a family-sized box of OxyClean in my life.
That's awful.
Oh, my God.
He was all excited. We was opening it up in front of the class, and everybody was like, watch, oh, wow. And opened it up. It was a gigantic box of OxyClean. I felt so horrible for that young man.
Oh, my God.
Jesus.
Kids are awful.
Right.
Kids are absolutely
kids
awful.
Are
have
awful.
You ever heard?
Kids are awful.
Have you ever heard of anyone being suspended over a Christmas gift? Two people got suspended.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
No, I can believe that. I can believe that. I can believe that.
That's a mean
I can believe
y'all.
That. Hold on. I'm going to open up people's mics. Hold on.
Okay.
I
got
a
lobby
who are joining us. All right. Hold on. Because I know Lady Zaki is in here. Lady Zaki, are you there?
I am.
Area code 506, who's this?
Lady A.
Oh, Lady A. Hey, Lady A. All right, let me just make sure I get y'all labeled here and whatnot. You know, I have to let this music go just a little bit. Just a little bit. Hold on. Let me just put that and then label y'all. All right. All right, so as we welcome Lady A, Lady Zaki, Alexandria, a.k.a. Eve, you're here. I see you.
Hello.
If you are participating, area code 210, I know you're somebody I know. I just don't know because I can't read the, what you call it. Okay. All right. So let me just ask you ladies, since y'all just came in. What was the worst fucking Christmas gift you got? Let's start with Lady Zaki. No. Actually, before we go at, let's go to Malika. Malika, what was the worst gift you got?
Okay, it took me a second to think. I had to think long and hard for this one. And then it occurred to me. The worst motherfucking gift I ever got for Christmas was a ring. Because he was full of shit. How about that?
Oh.
That to me was the worst gift on Christmas from somebody who was full of shit. Thank you. I am confused.
Yikes. Wait, so he was full of shit and he engaged you on the holiday?
Yeah. With no true intentions behind it. Because clearly he was full of shit because the outcomes tell everything. But that occurred to me. That was probably the first Christmas gift to say yes to and accept and not trade. Or give away for a box of Oxy and clean my face. I'm good. Just saying.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Okay.
I could clean my face for you, know? Be more productive.
Okay.
Hold on. Ain't you got nothing. Say it again.
Mm.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hey, y'all didn't hear nothing I said, did you?
No, no, go ahead, Lady Zaki.
You know why? I was sitting up and talking the whole time and the damn phone was on mute.
Oh, gotta do it.
I do it all the time. I've been doing this for I don't know how long and I still put myself on mute. So, yeah.
Look,
and
I even stopped. Listen, I even
right,
stopped. So. And I was like, I was waiting on for y'all to reply, but nobody said nothing. I looked at my phone and the motherfucker just lit up. It's on mute.
Oh God. Okay.
All right. What was the worst fucking Christmas gift you got?
I actually never really got a horrible one unless you count nothing. But the only one I could think
Steve,
of was
for that.
That's probably about the worst one. Cause when I did get something, it was an all right one.
It was all right one.
Yeah.
All right. So we gonna go over to Lady A. What was the worst fucking Christmas gift you got?
Well, I really can't complain, but one Christmas it was right after I split from my ex-husband, and my oldest daughter gave me this giant size plaid shirt. And just threw it in a bag and gave it to me. So that's probably the worst one.
She gave you a plaid shirt?
She gave me a great big giant plaid shirt. She was mad. She was angry because we had just split up. And so she gave me that for Christmas.
She's like, here, you take this plaid shirt and like it.
Yeah. Well, it probably would have fit a great big man, but... you know, anyway, it's okay.
We're not gonna go. Like, yeah, no, that's bad. That's bad. All right, Alexandria, what was the worst fucking Christmas gift you got?
So my gift was warranted, but when I was younger, my daddy thought it would be funny to get me a lump of coal because I was being a brat. That, like, for some reason, that particular year, I was an asshole. So he literally got me a lump of coal, and then, yeah, and then he showed me everything that he actually bought me and then made me go and donate it to, like,
wow.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Wow, that's
awesome.
Yeah, that's right. Like, she was but yeah, it was.
Wow.
I appreciate it.
Wow, that's, you know what? You know what? I can only say, I have to play this because of that. I have to play this.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus. You're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch. You're a bad banana with a greasy black peel.
Oh, man, that's my song.
That's
my song, Grinch. I love that song.
I'm just saying, like, that's some shit, Alexandria. But like you get to keep all your shit. You be like, now donate it. Here's a lump of coal. Good luck with that. Damn. Oh, that's some shit. That is some shit. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that is.
You was bad as hell.
Lord, have mercy.
I really was bad. I just had a little smart mouth.
That's all.
How old were you? How old were you?
I had to been like nine or ten.
What?
Wait, ooh, nine? That's heartbreaking.
Like, whoa,
not the baby.
Like 15 or 15.
I was.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's deep.
I had a little, you know, smart mouth little attitude sometimes. But hey, I blamed it on his mama. I was like, hey, I get it from your mama. Listen. At least that's what my mom used to tell me.
Wow.
Yeah, I had to take my L.
Whew. Lord.
That's a big L.
Yes. That's a huge one. God damn. Not the babies.
My God.
Like usually if you have a daughter, they go bad around about 12, 13. That's when you start getting the shit. My daughter was super sweet. Like, she was sweet. Till she turned, like, she was sweet till she was 10. She's like, honey sweet. She's like, oh, dad, blah, blah, blah. I was like, hey, anything you want, baby girl, let's go. Ah, you know, that's how I felt. You know, then, you know, now she's like, killing me. Argued with me last night. I was like, oh, no, you're not going to talk to me any kind of way. I was like, I'm not your peer. I'm your parent. We don't do that. But that being said, let's go into regifting. So what is something? All right, so I'm just going to lay this on the floor. What is something that you get, you automatically go, I'm going to regift this or anything else? Or have you traded off something because you got it and you was like, okay, I'm going to regift this and give this to somebody else? Or you knew somebody needed that particular thing and you gifted it to them, you know, because out of the kindness of your heart. You can do this anywhere that you want to do it. So I'm going to start at the top, work my way down. Van Meadows, what have you regifted? What have
gift
you
cards.
Regifted? Ah, ooh. Now, there's a gift card ministry that I'm just not familiar with, but when I get one, I literally, like, use it. Like, I think gift cards are the best thing to give to somebody if you don't know what to do with them. So what do you do with the gift cards, man?
I mean, if I get them and it's to a place that I particularly don't care for or don't fancy, then I'll definitely gift it to somebody else who may enjoy it, who may can get use out of it, because I probably wouldn't. But yeah.
Alright, yeah.
Now if it's to one of my favorite places, that gift card stand with me. One of the other things that I find that I have done is I'll regift, like, candles. I like particular scents when it comes to candles. So if I get a candle and it's a scent that I really don't like, then I'll definitely re-gift that too.
Ah, gift cards and candles. Those are both legit, very legitimate re-gifts. And very few people like I if you got a good candle that smells real good, I'll take a candle. You know, not that they're not the things that I particularly like, but if I have a candle, I don't mind so much. All right, so Lisa Lips, what's a regifting thing that you might use?
I've never really regifted anything, but I've been regifted things. When I was growing up, my sister is 10 years younger than me, but she was prissy and wanted labels on everything. So my parents would buy her like name brand stuff, and if she didn't want it, then they'd give it to me.
Hmm. Okay. That works out. I worked out in your favor. All right.
Yeah.
I'll take that. All right. Scott, favorite thing to regift or something that you've regifted?
I guess the two things would be wine, because only one out of the two of us in this house drink. My wife does imbibe, and I probably should at this point, but I don't drink. And we, from gifts already, we have so much that at this point, you know, it's either regifting or we open up a bar, liquor store or something. I'm trying to regift children, so let me know. It's been a thing. I mean, you know, I can't bring them to you, you know, as original models with umbilical cord attached, but I mean, I'll do what I can to shine them up, you know, a little bit of wear and tear on them. Yeah, that's what I'm working on here. You know, you send me wine, it'll be like good luck. If she wants to put a straw in it, fine. If not, it's going back to somebody. In any given day, one of these three children could have a bow on them and be sitting on somebody's porch.
Yeah. All right, Peyton, what's your favorite thing to re-gift?
Mine is wine as well, but I make it look pretty. You know, I think presentation is the, you know, how you get away with things, you know. I'll re-gift the wine. I'll put it in something really pretty in a pretty bag. Or I'll bring my, like, I have this bag where I bring wine in. It's like a cooling, put ice in it. People say, oh, that's so cute, isn't it? You know, and some people think I think I'm being really bougie and cute, which I am bougie. But I also like to re-gift, like scarves. If somebody gives me a scarf and I don't think the scarf really fits me or something, I'll definitely re-gift it to somebody. They'll be like, oh, that's so beautiful. I thought you would like that. So that's the things that I would be giving.
Oh, man. You know, but wine is always a good thing to give.
If you get a scarf from me, it might be re-gifting.
Wine is always a good thing. That's definitely a scarf. Oh, actually, too. Kenya, what is something you'd like to re-gift?
This gift card that I got in the mail for wine, and we can't get my wine through the mail in Alabama. It's illegal. So I'm just going to re-gift that.
You can send me that, sweetheart. You can send that gift card to me.
It's either re-gifting or being set up at this point. It sounds like a setup.
I felt like I was set up because I felt triggered because I was like, oh, shit, I got me a wine card. I'm about to use it. Went online, about to order me a whole bunch of stuff. They're like, oh, this ain't in our area. I said, shit.
Hmm.
So now you just got to give it away to somebody who in a state that actually can, like, you know, mail wine and they can actually enjoy it.
They can't meet you at, like, the state border or something? I'm just saying. like a drop-off point?
I'm saying, which is so crazy because, like, they don't do it. I think it was through, like, Macy's or something. But I went on Amazon and got me some chocolate liquor, and they mailed it to my house. So I don't know what's going on.
Hopefully you don't get raided during the show, too.
I hope not, but I did get my chocolate liquor in the mail, and it was delicious.
Chocolate wine is very good.
Oh,
it was
really
good.
Lovely.
It was lovely. Mm-hmm.
Oh, gosh.
That's okay. I'm gonna put that on the list. Chocolate wine. That's one thing I have not tasted as of yet. Although my cousin swears by it.
Yes, you have to try. You got to try the Bailey's, the Red Velvet. Oh Lord,
that sounds like diabetes. Sounds like diabetes.
I tell you,
hey,
listen, I made a shake with that for my birthday, and like I couldn't even taste it. And then I realized I couldn't feel my face. It was beautiful.
Damn.
Yeah. That's just when you can't feel your face.
I
just
imagine
that.
The right.
That's, nah, I just
that's,
know
that's
that.
Good
I
stuff.
Man, listen, absolutely not. I can't do it. I cannot do it. But again, what you drinking? I'm drinking this so I can't feel my face. No.
Like, I didn't know it was going to hit me like that until I was sipping on it real good. I was tuned in one of the little poetry rooms on the little clubhouse, and I was like, ooh, wait. All right.
No. Nah, not doing it. Nope. I'm like, I can't do it.
If you want the recipe,
there,
look me up on
Google. Nah, that's okay. I'll pass.
Oh, you were almost on stroke level.
I picked
up. You could have called them for 911. You could have been having a stroke, sis. Be careful.
Billy's let me down.
I
whole
face. I was into it. It was great.
What'd you say, man?
I said Bailey's let me down, man. I had my heart set on some Bailey's, and I tried something new. They got this limited edition, like apple pie, apple caramel pie. And I wasn't impressed. Now, you know, when I get some vanilla ice cream, it's, you know, I might pour it over that and see how that works. But just drinking it by itself didn't do anything. It works better.
What about rum chowder?
It works better. It works
better.
Oh, I love
rum chowder. Is a good thing. I love rum
chowder. It's the truth. Rum chowder.
Oh, I love rum chowder.
Oh, rum chowder.
You sound like a bunch of luscious right now. You sound like a bunch of luscious.
Yes,
y'all.
That rum chowder. Oh my God.
Rum chowder.
With that whiskey fireball that my hobby
drinks.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I'm
listen,
more so
listen.
Excited. Stop it.
Fireball never lets you down. I'll just tell you that. Fireball never lets you down. I'll just tell you that right. Never does.
Fireball will never let you down, especially when you want to karaoke. You are quite right there.
Listen, have you had a... All right, so I'm just... Have you ever had a Fireball whiskey sour?
No.
No.
I had a Fireball and a whiskey sour. Do it count?
Now, well, listen, you can do that. But try a Fireball whiskey sour. Tell them Mo sent you.
What about a green tea shot? Anybody had a green tea shot or a green tea drink?
Yeah, I had a green tea shot. Yeah, I did that. I definitely did that.
The green tea. That's special. Gotta be careful with that one.
Nah, it's just people being mixologists. Peyton, you know when I used to run the bar at the lodge, so, you know, I used to just be like, eh.
Oh, God. you and your little specialty drinks. And how you start talking once you get tips, just, uh-oh, here we go. Here we go.
It's okay. Nobody knows
great.
About that side of my life. Nah,
okay, I'm sorry to divulge. Sorry. I close my lips now.
You sound like one of those brave bartenders who's like, here, try this. Hold on. Let me just make sure the paramedics are on standby.
Listen, I was always making a special. I always had a specialty drink on deck. I had all kinds of different names, everything. I'm like,
you sure did
drink.
Make up some crazy names. You did. I'm like, what kind of I ain't drinking that. I'm scared of that.
I'm going to tell people. I be trying to tell people. They was like, "You used to be a bartender." Yeah. I was bartender. Yeah. like, really? I'm like, yeah. I can make a drink. I can do it. It's goofy, but I don't be telling people nothing. You know me. I just keep quiet. Anyway, let's go over here to Malika. What is a gift you'd like to re-gift? What is it?
So for some reason, I've had a couple of friends that thought I needed a kitchen whisk. I don't understand why.
Sorry, that's funny.
A kitchen what?
The whisk your eggs
with the plastic ass what do you call that shit? The cutter. What do you call that thing?
It's the
chopping board. That itty bitty plastic chopping board and a plastic whisk. So God forgive me for putting their ass on blast. However, don't do that to your people. Don't do that. That was a no-no.
Oh, that's funny.
I'm sorry. I didn't even have those. It's funny. It's funny as hell, but I'm like, okay, oh, thank you. Mm-hmm. We know where that's going.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I'm going to trade this shit as soon as possible.
Yeah, I didn't even trade it in. I said to get that away. Stop playing with your life. Save your money. A damn plastic whisk. Knock it off. Knock it off.
Oh,
wow.
Malika?
Yes, yes.
There's a box coming to you. Just ignore it, okay?
Just ignore it.
I'm gonna tell you where it's going. Okay. And I ain't even be polite enough to give it back to you. I'm gonna give it to somebody else. I'm gonna go donate it. How about that?
Oh shit. Damn it. All right. Lady
you guys,
Zaki.
Y'all got my mom up here laughing.
Yeah. Lady Zaki. Life is good for the soul. Lady Zaki,
yeah.
What's a gift you'd like to re-gift?
I don't never really get nothing to re-gift, and that's the honest
oh, wow.
about truth. I've actually never gotten anything that I wanted to give away. I really haven't.
Oh man.
So nothing.
All right.
So now we have something to aim for this Christmas.
Like,
you know,
let me do some.
I'm gonna tell you my best part of Christmas was one year. My mom always had this thing. She always had to dress up, even if she was going to the grocery store. So one day we were my auntie and my uncle lived right down the street from us. So we were walking down the sidewalk. She had on some high heels, and she thought she was just fine as wine, baby. And she took one step down that sidewalk, and down she went and slid all the way down the sidewalk. Boy,
oh,
I hollered. And to this day, that has been my best Christmas, I swear to you, to see her sliding down that damn sidewalk. I got in trouble.
Oh,
boy, that was worth it.
Wait a minute. You was happy your mama bust her ass.
Let me tell you something. I don't care how old you are. My laugh reflexes, I cannot control them. If I see you fall, I see you hit something, boy, I'm hollering. It's over with. And when I see her go down for the count and she slid down that damn sidewalk, boy, I bust a nut.
Oh,
I got, like
shit.
I say, It was worth me getting in trouble. I swear it was worth me getting in trouble.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. That was well worth it. It was worth it. I got my ass tore up, but, boy, I hollered. Boy, that
shit was
funny to me.
Oh, man. Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah.
Damn it.
Look, my mama said, Mom, she thought it was worth it.
Yeah, that shit was worth it. I swear. To this day, if I got my ass tore for laughing at that again, it'll be well worth it.
Yo, that is, yo. Yeesh.
I swear.
Yo, that is the absolute worst. Just be laughing. Like, that's the best gift ever. Lady A, what is a gift you normally re-gift?
I have to say that I have to agree with some of the other ladies that I don't think I've ever re-gifted a gift. If I were to get something I didn't like, I would sort of tuck it away, but I would never re-gift it, I don't think. I've never done that. So, I'm kind of, it's, I guess I get a boring answer.
Here you go. No,
yeah.
It's an answer. It's an answer. Don't think it is boring. But, you know, we all re-gift in different ways. The one thing that I think that I've been re-gifted, like somebody re-gifted me, like, and I didn't mind, like graphic novels. Somebody re-gifted me some graphic novels. I was really fucking thankful for the graphic novels because it's the shit I wanted to read. And the funny thing is you know, for real, because I'm a comic book head. This is what we do, right? So I don't mind, you know, if you send me something like, you know, because it's going to get read and it's going to be cherished and everything else like that. So I don't mind re-gifting anything that I know, like if I know I have something that somebody loves and they like it, I'll re-gift it in a minute. Like it's not a problem. Like, you know.
I guess my mother was notorious for that. She never would get the kids a gift. She would give them something of hers when they were like little kids, like 2, 3, 4, or 5 years old, and sometimes it would be like an old sweater for her. And then one Christmas, one Christmas, the little girls, I have 3 girls, the youngest ones were, I think, 3 and 5 or something like that, and so she gave them a package between them, a package of straws.
Wow.
Oh my goodness, yeah.
Wait.
Here you go,
what?
Baby.
Stay under room, yo. Drinking straws?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Seriously, I'm not even pretending. It's like she was notorious for that. And that same Christmas, my oldest daughter, she gave her a diamond ring. And she had a diamond ring and then she had a package of straws. So
I
had to have a chat with her. Said, look, you got to do it even or don't do it at all. I'd rather not have, you know, they were young enough, they didn't care anyways, you know what I mean? But, no, it was not funny. It was funny when I say it because she was so strange. Yeah.
That's crazy. That's nuts. So we're going to make our transition, and then we're going to start doing some poetry, and then I'm going to ask these sex questions that have to do with the holidays. Because, you know, people have a lot of sex over the holidays. There's a lot of holiday babies. I don't know if you noticed that.
Sex questions are asked here? Is that what happened?
Yeah, we asked some sex questions. Yeah, sorry. You're
hey,
in vacation.
Can I see what my best gifts were? I got.
Yeah,
we're
gonna talk about. We going to best gifts right now. Go ahead, Peyton. What's your best gift?
My two of my best gifts I got the last 2 years, and they both came from my son. The year before that, for 2019 going into 2020, I didn't even know he had bought me a gift. He was here and he left right before Christmas, and he told me, he said, when you get up on Christmas morning, he said, I want you to look in the Christmas tree. I'm like, okay. I go to the Christmas tree. And there's an envelope. I open up the envelope, and it's a pair of tickets to see Jill Scott. Like, I almost passed out here by myself. I was like, oh, my God. He heard me. He hears me. He listens to me. Last year, I mentioned in a conversation, like, last summer. I think in August of 2020, that I really wanted to get a bottle of Uncle Nearest whiskey because, you know, Uncle Nearest was the person who taught Jack Daniels how to make whiskey. And the company is now owned by this black woman. Not only did my son order me this bottle of whiskey, I think my bottle is 1856. He had my name engraved on it. Can I just tell y'all?
Wow.
That was the most precious thing. It said Peyton's back. And can I tell you, I tend to little thing once in a while. But those are my most... That bottle of Uncle Nearest was like, put my name on it. Much kudos to my kid.
I bet you ain't drink it. I bet you ain't drink it.
I drink a little bit of it, and I portion it out. I still got like more than half a bottle because I just cherish that as a gift. That was like one of the best because I felt like I was being heard. He heard me both times, and I'm like, somebody really.
Listen, huh? Nobody's met Yasan yet, but I'm just going to say for everybody listening, Brandon is a superior type dude. He's a really, really well thought out, well planned out, super smart, incredibly thoughtful individual. So for him to do that for his mama, knowing his mama raised him and did everything for him, I expect him to do things like this. He's a dope guy.
I mean, I he is dope. I'm always in awe. I'm like, he really loves me. I'm like, he really loves me.
Come on now. You turned him into a world beater. He out here beating the world right now. Come on now.
Yes, he is. Praise God. Thank you, Lord.
You're out here beating the world. Every time I turn around, we look it up, seeing an article with his face on it. He's sitting here at all these conferences and all this stuff, chilling.
Yeah. God bless. Yes. So that's my thing. Right. I had to share that because that blessed my soul. Those two just blessed my soul.
All right. So
yeah.
let's move on to anybody else who wants to talk about their best gift. Who's the next person?
I got you. One of my best Christmas gifts. It came a little bit early, but it was definitely a Christmas gift. I have a son who was born the 12th of December, and he is my joy. He is my cuddler, and he is so very odd and strange, but as a baby, like when he came, some babies just carry things on them, and he just had such a, like a bearing, caring, healing type of gift on him. He was the best thing that could come for that year, especially so. And then part two, I should tell my mom this one too. My mother gave me this, it was like a serum for my eyelashes and my eyebrows because I don't know what it is. At a certain point in age, them shit just started to try to run away. And that was one of the best things because actually, look at this. You see? Yeah, my eyelashes grew in something fierce. So I'm in town for Christmas. I'm sitting next to my mama right now, y'all. So that was one of the best gifts I've ever gotten because I got my eyelashes on.
Hi, Mom.
Put that other shit on my I do it.
Hi, Mom.
Hello.
Hi, Mom.
Thank
Can
you,
I get a place?
That's a great gift, Mother.
Merry Christmas.
Merry
Christmas.
I'm going to the fridge, all right?
You're going to the fridge, oh, shit. Everybody coming in this house, that's probably one of the first places they go. I kind of have a start with. So wash your hands first, though. Get your hands up. Take a rest. Those are two of my
That's great.
Favorite Christmases. Yes.
So who's got another story about their best Christmas gift?
I have one.
So for me, go ahead, Queen.
Sorry. It was actually last Christmas, and I opened a gift from my youngest daughter, and it was a gift certificate for my art classes. She paid for a month's worth of art classes, and I was really very, very moved by that. That was probably one of the, just because she knew I loved my classes, and I loved to paint and draw and everything. And I think that's the more so than getting the actual certificate was the fact that she knew what I would have loved, you know, and she got it for me, and I thought it was beautiful.
Mm-hmm. That's
all right,
awesome.
That's what's up.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Who else we got with the best Christmas gift, Scott?
So my best Christmas gift, and I look at it from, you know, my best Christmas gifts revolve around what my boys get. I love watching them get excited, get their stuff and everything, and it was the year we got them all their bikes. And to watch them come downstairs, go into the garage, and just attack their bikes all at the same time, and, you know, just couldn't wait to get on them and get riding. And the good and bad side about that, I'm on the East Coast. I'm in Jersey. So you give kids bikes in December, well, they want to take them out. So if there ain't snow on the ground, you got to bundle them up and let them go ride them around for a little while in like 20-degree weather until it gets warmer. So, but, yeah, it was so enjoyable seeing them get their bikes.
All right. That's dope.
Good dad. Man, listen. Good dad stuff.
I mean, listen.
I try so hard.
I'm sorry. All
right, so who else we got? Who else we got? Lisa, what was yours? Lisa, what was yours? What was your best gift?
I was working with a band doing soundboard, and the band had gone down for the holiday, and I was packing up the audio equipment and stuff, and I find this little box, little gift box, and I'm like, anybody leave this up here, whatever? And they're like, no, we got that for you. And I opened the box, and it was a garnet and diamond ring that they had bought for me.
Wow.
It was absolutely beautiful.
Wow.
Wow.
That's beautiful.
That's dope. All right. Dan.
Yeah, bro. My best Christmas gift was the last Christmas gift that my mom gave me before she passed. She bought the gifts, but she never got to see me and my brother enjoy it. And it was a Nintendo. We were into video games pretty heavy, and we did not know that we was actually going to get one. But she made sure that she got her boys the Nintendo game that we wanted. So that was the last gift that I received from my mom. So it will forever be the best Christmas gift that I had ever gotten, no matter who's in my life or what they buy.
Yeah.
Oh, that's beautiful. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
Ooh. Man. Got heavy real quick. Somebody in here cutting onions.
Yeah.
All right, Kenya. What was your best Christmas gift?
Well, it wasn't necessarily a gift someone gave me, but a gift I gave to someone. I actually made a charm bracelet for all of my aunts and my mom and the family, and then each charm had a name and the birthstone of their parents and their siblings that passed on.
Oh.
Wow.
That's thoughtful.
Wow, that's thoughtful.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
Listen, let's see. Well, my best Christmas gift was Jasiri, because he's born a couple of days. He was supposed to be born on the 21st. He ended up coming on the 23rd. And he was probably the best Christmas gift that I had received in years. But one of the most joyous things, like he loved Power Rangers. And there was a Power Ranger robot, like a super big Power Ranger robot, you know, and at the time, you know, it was fresh. It was a bunch of money. And and I have the video, right, which is nuts, because he's like, I can't believe my eyes. He kept saying, going over. And, I think I'm going to put that on. I think I'm there. He's like, I can't believe my eyes. I can't believe my eyes. He kept saying it all the time. Yo, and he still has he still has this damn robot. Like, I'm like, damn. I was like, yo. And even though he doesn't play with it anymore, he still keeps it. And it just reminds me of something that he really wants. Like, I try to surprise him all the time. You know, he's a Nerf gun fanatic and stuff like that. And so for his birthday this year, because he runs the batteries out on my phone, and I don't like him, I had to get his own phone. So that's why he's so quiet. That's why you don't hear him interrupting me anymore, because he's on his phone, which is good for me. But one of the best gifts, I think, that I ever got some years ago was I got, like, it was like the nuttiest thing. It was like it was someone who heard everything that I said. This is like back in 2005. It was like they heard everything I said, right? And they watched me look at things that I wanted. And I was like, I was very much like, I'm a plan to get this, and, you know, this many paychecks, I'll go and get this. So there was these Nixon watches, right? And I loved Nixon watches at that time. So they had this wood grain watch, right? And the funny thing was that they sold out of them before I can get to them. So I was a little tight about that. And I was like, I'll just wait till it, you know, anytime something's popping, the resale value is always going to be stupid. So, you know, when somebody gives you like a little gift, so it was like a little gift and it was like heavy. I was like, this little gift is so heavy. And it was the Nixon watch, because they had brought the last one. And they gave it to me on Christmas. And that was the most special thing because I really wanted that watch, like with anything else. The funny thing was like, and it was just so goofy. Like, I was like, I don't even know why I was so obsessed with this wood. Like, it was like made out of wood and stuff like that. It was just nuts. I think that the best, the other best thing that I did, I played a trick on my older son, and I told him he wasn't getting any gifts, and everybody else in the house got gifts. And so he was tight. Asad was tight. He was like, what? He's like, we ain't got no gifts for you. Right. Now, it's an intergenerational joke because my father did it to me, so I did it to him, so he can do it to his son. So my father got me with the same way, like it was Christmas, everybody got their gifts, and I'm looking for stuff under the tree, ain't nothing got my name on it. So imagine you see mad gifts, you don't see nothing with your name on it. And you're like, I think that's mine, but like your name ain't on it. And, and my brother's a jerk. it was like, oh, your name's not on it. This is not yours. Oh, this is not yours. And so right when I'm at the breaking point, I'm about to break and bawl and cry, my father comes in from outside with a big bag of toys just for me. And it was all the stuff that I wanted. And it made me crazy. So I had to do the same thing to Asad. And so he was like, to this day he's still salty about that. He's like, you really made me wait for my gifts. I said, please don't put me in retirement home when I get home. Please don't put me in retirement home. Don't do that to your father. Come on, Gigak. Do it to me. But, yeah, that's the fun stuff that happens. Anyway, all right, it's 10:30. Hey, let's do some poetry. Everybody, who's got some poems? Let's poem up.
I do.
I do.
All right, cool. Well, come on. Let's run it in order. Let's start from the top to the bottom. We're going to rock out with this. It is a Christmas time. And because we didn't do a station identifier, let me just make sure that everybody knows that this is the Pippi Radio Universe presenting The Hidden, the Christmas, Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, or whatever show. Having church discussions about best gifts, regifting, all this other stuff. And now we're going to do some poetry. So if you're listening in, make sure that you can either call in at 319-527-6300, press 1, or you can stream until 11 o'clock with a Blog Talk lady will kindly and politely disconnect your phone. You will not be able to listen to the things that we're saying. So it's always good to call in, always good to check out. This is a For Real Entertainment Network, sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average so you can be raw? And we're about to do some poetry. So, starting at the top of the list, we're going to go with the station manager, one half of the Get Down, also affectionately known as Wolverine, a.k.a. Mr. Pineapple Calligraphy. Van Meadows, are you ready? Do you have a piece for us?
Oh, man. Yeah, I got a piece.
All right. Well, listen, I'm going to mute this music, and the mic is yours.
Hey, what kind of poetry you want tonight? Let me know now. And didn't answer my question? Okay.
I said, oh, yeah, I did go mute. I said, if you're going to drip, drip hard. Do whatever you want to do. It's whatever.
All right. Appreciate you. All right. This piece is called Skin Flavor. I would love to lick the essence of your love off your body. Let your skin guide me. Each sensuous curve is inviting me to taste just how delicious your love is. Tracing the outline of your soul with my tongue is so euphoric that I'm lost in the eyes of your ocean, wondering if each lick will taste romantically the same when I pull you into my mouth in awe, that this intense taste is completely bare and raw, and I need to just keep licking love off your body, thanking heaven for giving me the ability to be completely turned on by your energy pheromones that made my lust reborn, licking love's essence off your body is the reason my heart and my mouth's moisture fights in ancient karate. Rewriting Kama Sutra in not any love language known to man, but rather your essence mixed with my mouth's juices and becoming intensely fueled by a sexual frenzy of passion, wondering if my next lick of you will make me have a harder erection. That I can't wait to slip inside you. And from me licking your love's essence, my every dream has come true. That you'd honor me with the pleasure of licking your most prized treasure, your love's essence. And may I say, its flavor is of the utmost delight to my erotic presence. And that's that piece.
And so it begins.
But naked on Christmas. All right.
That's what I see. I know. Yeah, I thought you were doing the night before Christmas. Clearly you were doing the other night before Christmas.
He's like, let me give you this Christmas. Let me stop. Y'all give it up for Grand Meadows.
I saw Mommy doing a whole lot with Santa Claus.
So we're all dancer, all
nasty.
Like, why you gotta say that? It helps me to come. That's my fetish. Saying all the reindeer. Saying all the reindeer's dance. While I'm up here. Let me rise.
Reindeer.
Let me stop. Anyway. All right, we're gonna go to Lisa Lips. Lisa Lips, you have a piece for us.
I actually wrote to the prompt you threw in the back panel.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, my God. Well, the mic is yours.
It's holiday time, a time for cheer, and I'm here alone listening to the silky sound of his voice, that baritone that quickens me down to the bone, the qualities that whisper to me. So, Santa, if you really want to make me happy, tap him on the shoulder and speak into his ear that Lips is lonely and is in need of getting her stocking stuffed. Tell him that my bells ain't been jingled in so long that I don't think the clapper still works. Send him over so he can bury his Yule log in me and set my Christmas spirit free. Let him know that his thick stature is irresistible to me, and I often wonder what he's like in the dark. And I wonder if he will make me moan or purr. So if you want to know where all this fantasy came from, just know Mojave made me do it.
Amen, Mojave.
That's funny.
That was a secret honey dripper prompt, a nasty prompt as I call it. Mojave made me do it. Very well done. Give my jaws back. Give my jaws back. Give them back. I want them back now. Put them in my hand. Don't try to make me come over there and come get them. Just you throw them to me. Yeah, you know,
they're going to be a little damper than they were when you left them.
All right.
They may be stuck to her hand.
It just might be. You don't know. You have no idea. All right. We can go. I know. Peyton. I'm messing up. All right. So, Scott, do you have a poem you'd like to share with us, a good sir?
Yeah, I do. I was at a Christmas celebration and was asked to write a few Christmas poems for it, so I'll share with you tonight. I definitely can tell you in advance your drawers will be safe, Mahal. I just want you
I would
to
hope
know.
So.
Okay?
That would be kind of strange coming from you, and seeing that I like ovaries, I don't know if that would help.
Yes, we all know that you are the ovary charmer. I understand.
Yes,
I comprehend.
Yes, ovaries are good for you. They're good for you. The mic is yours.
You out there always trying to have your scrambled eggs. Anyway. The greatest gift. Many of us gather here to lend an ear for that old saying, it is the greatest time of year. And yet still I fear for those who might shed a tear in relation to the trepidation for what the greatest gift might be. If we look a little deeper, what might we see?
Might we see the snowflake drifting, sailing downward on its wintry journey, unique in all its ways? Only for a moment it stays, yet all give praise for the diamond-like shimmer across a blanket of white, caught in the right light, almost blinding one's sight. Might we see the icicles like statuesque waterfalls that stall in time like frozen wind chimes that speak silent rhymes to those whose ears are inclined to hear, to cause lips to smile and eyes to dance. Might we see the houses, lights twinkle, colors sprinkling, gracing our eyes with a show pouring a history of angelic mysteries into the windows of your soul. Might we see a table set for many souls, plates and food bowls with goals, leaving empty bellies whole, not least of all who stole the last biscuit this quick, the laughter in the air is so thick.
Oh.
Might we see the tree, a singular forest of decoration, meant for presentation and heartfelt elation, as more memories seek creation with presence of presents and gifts drawing near, yet the question of the greatest gift still appears. In the midst of all the snowflakes, the icicles and light shimmering with charm, in the midst of all the meals and fields raising laughter like alarms, in the midst of the tree, the decoration and all the presents safe from harm, please remember your greatest gift is letting me fill the space between your arms. Poem.
Wow.
Beautiful.
I like that.
I did too. That was really nice.
That was really nice. And I do have a poem, Mojave. I don't know why you look me like I ain't have a poem.
I was going to ask, but we have a fantastic. Thank you. Y'all give a round of applause to Scott. That shit was dope.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Dope as
shit was dope.
Thank you.
All right,
so Peyton. Thank you all.
Come on, Peyton. Come on with the come on,
Peyton.
Oh. One time for
okay, this is a poem I wrote. This is the beginning of my play, The Men Chronicles 2. And this poem kind of sets the tone for the play. And this is how it goes. The thing of it is, I want to be hopefully, happily, healthily, and harmoniously in love. I want us to move together in syncopation. When I move, you move. We have a rhythm, a rhyme that is ongoing. I want us to grow together emotionally, mentally, physically, spiritually, financially. I don't want to compete for your time, your energy, your emotions, or your heart. I want our hearts to be in tune to one another, to feel each other's pain, joy, hurt, frustration, and excited bliss. I want you to look at me with all of my imperfections, flaws, and see how perfect I am, flaws and all. I don't want to wonder where I stand with you, and I want to know where I belong in your life. I want to be the definition. I want you to be definitive about how you feel about me. Resolute. No hemming and hawing about your feelings about me or us. Stand flat-footed and tell me how you feel. I want and need you to be concerned about my well-being. How was your day? I mean, really, how was your day? Did you eat today? If not, why? Are you hungry? Can I make you something to eat? Did you make it home safely? I'm so glad you're home safe, my love. Is there anything you need from me today? Tell me honestly, how can I make your day better? I want you to be able to stand flat-footed and look me in my eyes. Hold my hands and declare your love and commitment to me, to us, to this union, this relationship, this partnership, this indwelling of like-mindedness, of heart, mind, body, soul, and spirit. Declare that we are in this shit together and that we are living, loving, learning, growing, evolving, becoming together. All that God has purposed us to be individually, collectively, and I want to ride this beautiful, magnificent, expansive wave of light with you, my dear, my heart, until the motherfucking wheels fall off.
But how do you really feel?
Yeah.
What
do
you
say?
But how do you really feel, though?
Oh,
no, that was fun.
My popcorn. Okay. Oh, so this play is about to, it's about to be everything. It's about to be everything for this play. But you see,
the play is everything. It is. Not because I wrote it, but.
Not you because too. I wrote it. Because it is everything.
Not because it's I wrote it.
Nah. Well, you got a lot of interest. I know that for a fact.
Huh?
I seen that. I said you got a lot of interest. I seen everybody talk about, yeah, put me in the game. I seen all these people running up on it.
We're gonna see. Yeah. Yes.
But if my boy John Brown gets in.
Oh, John Brown comes through. Oh, I got a part for him. Oh, yo. Him and Gerald, I got parts for them already.
That's my bro.
Yeah, I like John too. He's a lot.
I got some really dope friends. Like, all my friends are dope. Just bottom line, all my friends, everybody I know in my particular circle are dope. Everybody in this show is dope. I have really fucking dope friends. And if JB does this shit, it's going to be off the chain. I already know. Because I know if he's interested, he was like, yeah. I was like, what? JB? Come on. Let's go. All right, Malika. All right, you ready? You got a poem for us? You ready to rock?
I'm about to do some nostalgia type stuff because how long are we here for? Let me ask that question before I do it.
We got some time. It's 10:44. It's 10:44, and matter of fact, I think the boss man is listening. But it's 10:44. We got about 16 minutes. We rocking. So come on.
16 minutes, and I ain't gonna do it because I was about to do some nostalgic towards the night before Christmas for y'all. But I'm gonna go ahead and do my piece here.
All right, well come on with the come on. Let's go.
Okay, let's do it. Let's do it. Can't say we started off smooth like fresh walls. Was more like his tongue and jaw, golf balls from last year's PGA. Don't swing. But the love was strong anyway. We close to play our song and it's gold. And then like in the nick of time, I caught your life and you held mine from dashing against life's shard-covered, dirty, rocky floor. Lips could not kiss enough. My tongue gave you more and more. Pleasure wrapped in mystery, halted because history had to show its pissy head. Anger over things misread, sleeping polar sides of the house and bed, like line-drawn enemies at one time. Friends, how does love end as cold as hot as it began? Somebody have mercy and blow a wind on me, because somehow it always seems to be something in the past that won't let love last. I'm stretching, reaching for elasticity, wishing boomeranged rubber bands, bounce and swing your giant hands, your 6'3", that God calling evenings back over to me. Sitting staring at you and yet still missing you. Trying to express it without the cuss, without the addiction, anger. How after all this time can you continue to regard me as a stranger and bottled up? It's poisonous love, and I firmly hold my cup with both hands to drink you in, praying from the blind sidelines as you focus for the win. No clue the state it leaves me in always seems to be something in the past that won't let it last. Spoken aloud in your presence, waving goodbye to love. Once effervescent, my tears, they fall right beside you, but you broken tools. Two ego-empty fools who thought we'd get a pass. But one confession and here comes the past. I want you. Do you want me forever? For peaceful nevers. Forever, for almost in whatever's, for broken forever, for life, forever, in peace. And I'm supposed to sing last part by Angel.
Nice.
Peace. Wow. All right. Well, come on with the come on. All right.
Great. That was nice.
That was great.
Thank you. All right.
Well done, peace, as always.
So when I polish it up, y'all didn't do anything, but tonight it's going to happen.
All right. Well, we're going to go from you to Lady Zaki. Lady Zaki, are you there?
And I am.
You are.
How did I know you was going to get to me right now?
Because that's just the way it works out. I'm sorry.
That's the way it works.
It just happens that way. Can you do it? You want me to loop back? You want me to loop back around?
Oh no! Hold on. Let me give you this one. It's a real short one too, because I didn't have time to do a full one. All right, you ready? Let's see what we got going on. If I can get this paper unfolded first. All right. Y'all ready?
I wish me a Merry Christmas. I wish me a Merry Christmas. I wish me a Merry Christmas. I wish. While laying in front of a crisp blazing fire, Santa would climb through my window, creep up in front of me, kneel down and taste this natural baked sugar cookie. Nibble and suck and nibble and suck again. Not yet ready for it to snow. I want that peppermint stick to ease its way inside my snow blower and blow my Christmas lights out. I wish Santa would pick me up, press me up against the wall, and bring me to bliss. I wish Santa would make me snow all over him, his beard and lips, and then his peppermint stick. I wish me a Merry Christmas. I wish me a Merry Christmas. I wish me a Merry Christmas. And they come feel New Year.
Oh, yes!
Well,
I'm screaming.
Wow.
I can't.
Wow.
Manifest.
Is that a drop in jail for Christmas?
I have a sudden affinity for sugar cookies.
I think we know what list she's on.
Naughty list.
I was just saying.
Hey, the naughty list can be good sometimes.
Listen, I'm with you on. I love your piece.
Can I tell you something I heard last week, sis?
Somebody said that if you because that's like a manifestation, that poem. Somebody told me that if you masturbate while you manifest, things come to fruition quicker. So I don't know if that's
well,
what you're
I'll
trying
to do. Oh, shoot now. I had told Mojave, I said, well, I'm on my lunch break, so I'm going to write something real quick. And, honey, that's what I came up with.
Oh, shit. That's a good
I've
write.
Never heard that whole... I've never heard of masturbate while you manifest. That puts a whole new spin on name it and claim it. I mean, I'm just saying.
Well,
hey now.
I was in as much amazement as you are, but I did file it away. I'm like, wow, that's interesting. Okay.
All right. All right. So we're going to go for you, Lady Zaki, to Lady A. Lady A, do you have a piece for us?
I do, and it's a song, so I'm glad that Ladies Like You sang before me and helps me not to be too shy. And it's called A Dozen Days of Christmas.
Oh.
Yeah. On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a red Corvette under the tree. On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me two racing gloves and a red Corvette under the tree. On the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me three drenched men, two racing gloves, and a red Corvette under the tree. On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me four male strippers, three drenched men, two racing gloves, and a red Corvette under the tree. On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me five French-laced panties, four male strippers, three drenched men, two racing gloves, and a red Corvette under the tree. On the sixth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me six race car drivers, five French-laced panties, four male strippers, three drenched men, two racing gloves, and a red Corvette under the tree. On the seventh day of Christmas, my true love gave to me seven pool boys cleaning, six race car drivers, five French lace panties, four male strippers, three drenched men, two racing gloves, and a red Corvette under the tree. On the eighth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 8 vodka tonics, 7 pool boys cleaning, 6 race car drivers, 5 French-laced panties, 4 male strippers, 3 drenched men, 2 racing gloves, and a red Corvette under the tree. On the ninth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 9 bodybuilders, 8 vodka tonics, 7 pool boys cleaning, 6 race car drivers, 5 French lace panties, 4 male strippers, 3 drenched men, 2 racing gloves, and a red Corvette under the tree. On the 10th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 10 gala parties, 9 bodybuilders, 8 vodka tonics, 7 pool boys cleaning, 6 race car drivers, 5 French lace panties, 4 male strippers, 3 drenched men, 2 racing gloves, and a red Corvette under the tree. On the 11th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 11 kegs of Coors, 10 gala parties, 9 bodybuilders, 8 vodka tonics, 7 pool boys cleaning, 6 race car drivers, 5 French lace panties, 4 male strippers, 3 drenched men, 2 racing gloves, and a red Corvette under the tree. On the 12th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 12 Goodyear tires for the red Corvette under the tree. Ta-da!
That's cute. I started singing with you. I started knowing the song. I started singing it in my head.
You had a frog in my...
Why so many pool boys? That's all I want to know. Why so many pool boys? Why you need so
I knew somebody was going to ask.
It's so fun.
Why so many pool boys?
That's
how big is the pool? How big is the pool?
How big is the pool? And how many times have the
really
pool boys
pool.
Been
They're
in
They're mostly
the pool?
To look at and admire.
Okay. Mostly. So they have
mostly.
Other functions?
They could, yes.
No,
okay. That makes sense. That's okay. You're filthy. You're dirty. And I see where your mind is going. That's not cool. You're filthy. Dirty. Kenya, are you there?
Yes, I am here.
Kenya, what you got for us?
I got a poem. It's entitled Nick.
Okay. Well, one time for the one time.
Okay. Hello, is this Nick? You don't know me, but I know you, see. I'm Ian's mom, and I got a bone to pick with you. Now, you say you made a list, brag about going over it twice, using Alexa, listening in on who's been naughty or nice. Last I checked, Nick, spying on me and my baby is illegal. Who gave you permission to do that? Then you lying about buying all this shit. Oh, I got receipts, the invoice, and the facts. What job you clocking to? Because mama work a 9-to-5. Oh, don't forget about some weekends, too, squeezing and spending every nickel and dime. So what is it that you do? I don't have a clue. I refuse to put out milk and cookies for that fat ass for you to come through. But, ma'am, I ain't done talking, Nick. I swear, you like a deadbeat father. You only show up once a year with that tight-ass red suit on, fake smiling with so-called holiday cheer, working my fingers to the bone, making sure he gets everything he likes. Oh, if I hear Santa Claus is coming to town one more damn time, bro, we gonna fight. So save the bullshit for Rudolph, Comet Cupid Donna, and that bitch Blissin. Don't bring your ass around this house this year because I'm Santa 365 days of Christmas. Bye, Nick. Bastard.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
Well, damn.
Go ahead and get cold for Christmas. How about that?
That's old to shit. Single mothers, because, baby, Nick ain't doing shit.
Oh, man.
I can see Santa now yelling at Rudolph. No, not that house, not that house, not that house.
Nick over there getting restrained.
I said the next roof. You complain. I said the next roof. The next one. Oh, my bad. My bad. back. Well, you might as well drop it. You we here now.
That's the piece I told you. I wrote this morning.
Oh wow! Oh, that's dope.
Yes.
All right, so check it out. We got 90 seconds. You got 90 seconds to call in. The number is 319-527-6300. The lady at Blog Talk is exceedingly rude. She doesn't give a fuck if it's Christmas, Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, or whatever. She will hang up the phone on you if you do not call in. Make sure that you do. The number is 319-527-6300. All right. I have a back channel about a drip. So I'm supposedly, after these 67s are up, I'm going to hop in here and do some drippage and make that happen and see what goes on. I'm sorry, Scott. Huh?
Oh, no. I didn't want to interrupt. I didn't know if we were turning to full drip or if we had some Santa comedy going, because I got one for you if you want that.
I definitely want some Santa comedy. Matter of fact, I got a nice little joke for you that I think that you would appreciate. Hold on. So here's the joke, right? Wait a second. Where did it go? Oh, this is terrible. It disappeared. I hate people. Like, I hate people. This is not even cool. All right. So hold on. I figured you would appreciate this joke very much. You got 10 seconds, 319-527. 6300, come through. All right, let me tell this terrible, terrible joke. It's terrible, all right. So the husband says to the wife, "Why are the defective condoms laying on the sofa?" And the wife says, "What? Where?" Wife goes to find him and comes back angrily and says, "I will kill you if you don't stop calling our children defective condoms."
Ooh, wow. That just gave me some new stuff on my lexicon right there. Thank you.
Ooh,
you better not call them kids that.
I mean, I can at least think it real loud. I mean, I'm just saying.
All right.
Funny.
I love it. So if you're within the sound of my voice, congratulations. You've made it over into overtime. We're not here for a long time, but we're here for a good time. So that being said, all right. Boy. Let me see. Wait a second. All right. Let's do it this way. Hopefully this will work out. Where are you going? Come back. All right, there we are. All right, tell me if this is too loud. That should be good, right? Y'all can hear that?
You can bring it up a little bit.
Let me switch it over. I'm going to switch it over. What the heck?
Is it Wave?
Okay. Hold on for a second. Yeah, no, it's doing some strange stuff. I didn't ask it to do. But somehow I disconnected myself from my own iTunes. Okay. It's very strange. Okay, here we go. It was weird. That's louder? It should be. All right. Is that better?
Not really.
Okay, hold on. Well, we're just going to work with it. All right.
Oh, no, I hear
it. So, is that better?
Yeah.
All right. If these walls could talk, they would speak of the essence of you. They would repeat the leftover sweat etched on their face. They would repeat the soundtrack of your moans, created zones of how each room remembers the position that you were in. They watched as you sat and laid while getting laid, watching me play tongue to clit, mouth to slit, and how they saw all of it. Voyeurs. These walls are everything. No matter how they were wiped clean, they can always repeat the scene and how sexy you were at the time the incident occurred. They would say, I believe in my memory. Let me tell you how the air swelled from the heat and the essence of your sweet nectar, the being swallowed like honey, and she ran over his chin and digits. She moaned with fight and fidget, seeping like a jet, and he could not get enough of her yet. She was no passive victim. As she took him, watched him grab sheets till in his mouth he did complete, the strain seeming to cause him pain till the air around him discarded, he crumpled in frame, she would not let him loose. Her hands and mouth once became a noose and squeezed life back into him. The trife I've seen in these passionate scenes, the kitchen where she received a violent dicking, had her calling for Jesus even though she was a Wiccan. The couch always says about his ouch and how many times he moved, disturbing the rug who watched the tug of war between the genitalia, or her regalia that ranges from leather and spikes to naked and silken lingerie, no matter how many times they were breathed in her spray. They pray for cleaning or good steaming, because they were soaked in seminal fluids, some good for breeze and how they felt at ease when the grand dame came and sat where they came. They would tell tales of sex. If these walls could talk, I would wonder what was coming next. Poem.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I love that piece, Miss Man.
All right, now.
Nice, bro. Nice.
Very nice.
Oh, the chain is always.
The piece is fire. I just don't know what the property value of that house is.
I think your voice lends a lot of credence to the piece too, and it becomes almost mesmerizing when you're speaking. It's so vivid and believable and very sultry, really nicely done.
Why, thank you. Appreciate it. I appreciate that much. Alrighty then. Alrighty then. Wait a second. Let me see For Real in here. See if For Real has something to say. If he's not at the plantation. Boss Man, are you there?
Hey, what it do?
What it does? I figured you'd be at the plantation, but.
Oh, damn.
What'd you say?
Yeah, I'm up in here, man, but, hey, look, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right, what's up, brother? No, I'm just saying, man, I'm glad you brought me in, because I just want to say happy holidays to everybody, man. I heard y'all cutting up when I got a chance to peep in and everything like that. I'm glad you guys having a good time. Hey, man, just happy holidays to everybody.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, too.
I appreciate you. Happy holidays to you, man. Be safe and be careful, you know.
Yeah, man, I'm doing the best I can, man.
Yeah, all right, because I know the numbers is up, so, you know, I need you to be careful.
Hey, thanks, man. I appreciate that, man, and the same for all of you guys, you know. This is the season to be jolly. Just try to keep it that way, you know.
Bye.
Just be safe.
Absolutely. All right, boss man, I'm going to put you back in the queue, and we'll be back to
okay.
Doing the work. All right.
One love, y'all. One love.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Baby, baby. All right.
Good night.
All right. So now I can ask this question. Since we're talking about the holidays, and we understand that people do the same thing at the holidays they think is good. You know, they get it dressed up. You know, they put lingerie on it. They put silk, Savage Fenty boxers on it, and you just get the same sex you've been getting all year. So, same sex you've been getting all year. You know. unless it's anal. Anyway, that's besides the internet.
Wow.
If you're laughing too hard at this joke, it's because you understand the joke. Anyway, so here's what I lay before the panel, and we get back into it, because I know Scott got a piece and everything else. Anybody else who has a second round, we can run through it. We can speed round it. So can sex be utilized as a gift for the holidays? Have you done it? Will you do it? Or you think it's a bad fucking idea? So anybody can hop in.
I think we should defer to Kevin Hart. Because I think Kevin Hart's wife made it very clear that it can be used as a gift. And I do remember her words. I think it was, what did she say? Something to the tune of, not this year, because she did not want to have anal sex. How about that? So I think she has something to work with. But, clearly it's used as a gift. Uh-huh. We don't volunteer for that question.
She's like, yeah, not this year. Oh, we're not doing that this year.
She's like, something else. I'll do anything. Something else.
All right, anybody else?
I think there has to be a little bit of specification between who we're talking about, because if you're talking about people who've been together since dirt, then, you know, it's like, what are we doing? But if you're talking about, but if you're talking about, I mean, if you're just driving along and throwing out surprise gifts and whatnot, I'm quite sure there'd be a bunch of people who are like, hell yeah. So I think we need to, you know, set the grounds as far as who the gift is for, who's involved in the gift and who's receiving. I'm just saying. For me, I mean, yeah, no, I've never really unwrapped that gift, and, you know, depending on who we're talking about, I may need gift receipts. I'm just saying.
This is a wrong way, Scott. This is a wrong way.
No, I can't get no gift receipt. There will be no refunds or none of that shit.
You're like, girl, your stuff is no
break
good. I'm taking it back.
You break your bike. You break your bike.
Oh, that's shit. The ultimate re-gift.
So is it traditional to give out Christmas nookie? Can you give out Christmas? Is that a thing? Can you give out some Christmas nookie? Hey,
I'd like to have
you prepare. Why wouldn't you? Like, on top of the other gifts, why wouldn't that be a part of the, like, the gifting? I mean, I think it should be. I think that, you know, it depends on how it happens to be presented. And it doesn't have to always be the same old thing. I mean, change your venue. Do something different. You know, spice it up, you know. I think that, in the words of Darius Love Hall, you know, maybe you exhausted the possibilities. You ain't got to always exhaust the possibilities of it, you know. And it's the gift that keeps on giving. If you know,
I don't know about all that, but I mean.
Yeah. If I give you that
Athlete's
chaps and that rodeo hat, I'm gonna need to show on these things.
Mm.
I mean, do some role play, do some. Try. See, that's what I'm saying. Go ahead and put this on. You know, show them what that is.
Hmm. Wow.
I guess my issue is, do I agree that it could be? Yeah. Have I lived it? No. So I don't know. I'm just saying.
Expert experience.
It's kind of like Santa Claus. Everybody talk about it, but
brother,
you ain't never seen it yet, so you're not for sure. You know? I'm just saying.
You know what, brother? Why don't you introduce something into the situation? Like, you know, introduce a toy. Mm. They got a lot of toys out there right now that you can introduce to the situation. That might make it interesting.
Yeah, listen. Look, toys are so
sweet. You can do Tracy's doll. You can do the rose.
I'm not going to take this.
Queen, go ahead and say it. That rose is a beast.
Look, I'm not going to take this conversation all the way left, but
All I'm going to say is I know where I am right now, and I know what is and isn't going to be. So, yeah. some things are well past that day.
Wow. I'm just saying. All I'm saying is toys are very sophisticated nowadays for her and for him. They have all
That's
kinds
right.
of toys that do everything that you need them to do with them.
That's right.
And if you really
they even have interactive toys,
you can get a whole doll out here.
So
you can get a whole doll.
Listen,
true story.
That's willing to try new things. If you've got a partner that's not interested, or they're, you know, for men, they often lose their ability when they're older, and so it makes it kind of hard when you're still. Well, I wish it. Yeah, it should be kind of hard.
Well, actually,
but,
makes it not hard.
Yeah, and no matter what you do, it doesn't do anything because it's just not there. And for Christmas, Santa, if you could bring me some, that'd be good.
Does his tongue work?
What's that?
Listen.
I said, does his tongue work?
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Hold on. Wait a second. What? Wait.
Does it charge
that's
up?
That's what I was saying earlier. Like, you know, it's a common thing amongst a lot of men. And then you have women who are not interested at all either. So if you're on different ends of the spectrum, it's really hard to find someplace in the middle that will help to bring forward the fun again. But I agree with I don't know who said it, but I agree that there are things that we can all do to make it different, to spice it up. And yeah, I got a couple stories there, but it would take too long. But it's
you
not always
the CBD. I have an online CBD dispensary, and we have some products. We got one called King of the Jungle for men. It's a sexual enhancer for men. And a lot of times, I'm just going to, as an aside, because I do work in chronic disease. I ain't trying to get serious on y'all, but I do work in chronic disease self-management. Men tend to not want to talk about their difficulties getting erections. So
yeah.
It might be a heart. It might be their heart. They may not, because blood has to circulate to the penis for it to be erect. So men need to deal with that part about not talking about their inabilities, you know. But, I mean, how can you – sex changes over time anyway. So you got to learn to be creative with it. I mean
– Well, and I think it's an imbalance, too, because you have men that are in their prime, in their early 20s, or in their 20s or early 30s. And women are in their prime after 40 or 50.
Well, I'm still in my prime. I don't know what you're talking about.
look, I don't know exactly what happened here. I'm not entirely certain if any of this is being subtly thrown. All I have to say is I'm strong like bull. Okay, I'm good.
just a humble brag.
Yeah. I just want
to
make sure
that, you know, to enhance it or make it, you know, you could add some things to it, you know. Although you already said that something happened in your situation, but
I
feel very sad for you.
Well, I appreciate that. Let us all gather around Kumbaya and shed some tears together, because you know the only thing I'll be unwrapping for Christmas is myself. I mean. You know, it
I
is
guess
what
I
it
think
is
there's
until it
lots ends. Of ways to love a person and to be physically interactive with them sexually, or if they can't perform. There's I don't think that one partner should be like, okay, because he's not interested or not being able to function as before. That why should the other partner be sitting there twiddling their thumbs and other things by themselves? I think men are for the most part are shy to go and talk to a doctor about it or anything like that, or fix it.
Can I tell you a quick story about something a friend told me a while ago? He said when he was much younger, he said there was this lady on his block. I think her name was Miss Pearl or whatever it was. Anyway, her husband found out that he could no longer perform sexually for her. So as in order to keep her happy and stay in that marriage, he told her she could have someone that he could have sex with once a week, right? And she chose my friend. And he used to go every Thursday and have sex with her. Every Thursday. That was like, that was his, that he got, you know, he got paid to do it, but every Thursday. But it kept that marriage together, the husband and wife. But he loved, now to me that was kind of, to me in my head, that man really loved that woman. Because he really wanted to make sure that, just because he could not satisfy her sexually, that she could be satisfied sexually. Because we men don't tend to think about, well, not all men, about the woman's pleasure as much as they think about their own pleasure. And to me, that was boss. That was a boss move by that husband.
Well, you know what? I think people engage at the level of their knowledge and how they feel and their comfortability and their confidence. And so if somebody's really interested in their partner and making sure that their partner is pleased, they will go see somebody. If they're not about themselves and they understand, and it could be a numerous amount of health problems that might prevent them from really participating in the sexual satisfaction of their particular mate or partner. But if they are, you know, they'll do anything. And if you know what you're doing with your toys and you do everything else like that, I'm just saying, true story, you can actually get a doll. You can actually get a doll that has all the stuff. People are doing that nowadays. Funny, there was a story where a guy married his doll. True story. Google it. But people do all kinds of strange things when they're doing it. He married his doll. He married his sex doll.
Wow. I would rather masturbate.
Listen,
how did he pull it off?
Who said masturbate?
Lady Zaki did. I said I would rather masturbate.
No, 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 no. I'm talking about him marrying a damn doll.
Yeah, I agree.
Google it. Google it. Google it.
Oh, hell to the nah.
And the funny thing is, right, I know someone who sells these dolls. I know the person. I know the person who sells these dolls.
They're highly expensive.
They're very expensive.
That's really a study in like he prefers.
I mean, if
you're
gonna use a doll,
human being,
when there's a lot of women out there that you could meet and get, you know, get to know and all that sort of jazz.
Listen,
that's
there are women who
static.
Own dolls. Wait a second, Lady A. There are women who own dolls. Listen,
I have a doll collection, but it's not those kind of dolls.
yeah, we're not talking about those kind of dolls. What I'm saying is there's just different things that happen. It's no different. It's just think of it as a bigger latex. There are women that have you know, masturbatory things, dildos and everything else. There's women that have the possession of a man's torso with a big penis on it, you know. There's whole sections of porn dedicated to that. So it's not uncommon.
Because,
it's healthy, actually.
You know, well, healthy might be questionable, but I will say this. I mean, where it comes understandable is you get the, you know, maybe some of the physical pleasure without the relationship type pain.
That's true.
Okay.
That's true.
That might be what I get that. Okay.
Okay, because
that's why
you
married the dog.
Okay. While I understand the first thought process might be is, you know, toys and, you know, what physically or not may or may not work on a person, sometimes it really boils down to is there a relationship or is there not?
Exactly.
Well, you're talking about intimacy. You're talking about intimacy, intimacy you see. And we don't tend to want to do that.
But what I'm saying is if the two people ain't even bothering to look at each other, then there ain't no intimacy because they ain't trying to see one another.
Yeah.
Right. Wow.
Damn.
I wasn't trying to go left.
Did y'all giggle? Wait, real quick, because we don't get back on this Christmas stuff. But did y'all Google it? I just want to make sure y'all Google it. Because he married his sex doll. And now, and currently, I'm just saying, currently he's in love with an ashtray now, so I don't know what that's all about.
He's cheating on a sex doll with his ashtray? Is that what happened?
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, my God.
What did the toaster say about
it? Oh, God.
I think utilizing those kinds of tools is one thing, but marrying the tool is a little twisted. I think that's going beyond.
There's
beyond
one little.
Yeah.
Now listen. Right, I don't even understand what this is, but you know, I don't even know how we got here. But we're gonna get back to this Christmas real quick. We're going to get back to this Christmas stuff real quick. So what happened? So, Scott, you have a poem for us, don't you?
Do you all hear me?
Yeah.
You hear me fine?
Oh, yeah, hold on. Yeah, right. let me cut the music. Mute my mics, and the mic is yours.
Well, I had to switch my earpiece, okay. Thank you so much. Title of this is Santa, Let Me Splain. So Santa, Let Me Splain. It's been hard to maintain my brain within the confines of this frame and remain sane while dealing with these hellish folk on this earthly plane. I've tried to watch my words as they fly out of my mouth, wondering why, if folks didn't want this smoke, they're confused why this conversation went south. Been trying to manage my funds any way I can while giving my 2 cents everywhere I can, wondering why broke is where my balance and my mind stands, and all I hear is applause when I ask, can you give a brother a hand? I've been good to my bosses by just showing up, but they always on my case about time. I say it's 9 a.m. somewhere, but they tell me that's not fine. I've been good to my teachers, even passed my most recent test. Paid the kid well for the answers because his notes were the best. I cut back on my cussing, my drinking, and my smoking, and by cutback, I mean I still do it, but at least I'm straight up and I own up to it. I didn't get locked up, shot up, or catch a charge, and as far as any witnesses, they're still at large. I didn't road rage on the dude who cut me off, though he deserved it. I didn't exactly sneak into the movie theater through the back, and when asked about the seat, I said I reserved it. When they booted my car for unpaid parking tickets, I could have flipped all the way out. Tools and time, boots removed, and like a transformer, roll out. I don't shoplift from the local corner store. It's now more like an extended loan program, like a library I keep on the low. I've been nice to all the ladies in town, even if my lady doesn't like me being nice to everyone around. And yo, this year, when it came to the cops, I ain't no snitch. I don't know what happened at Pookie's house on Main and 7th on Tuesday at 7 p.m. with Mika, Little Luke, and Nana, and how those drugs ended up in that ditch. I didn't even touch that stupid elf because I didn't see him. He probably couldn't find my crib. Or he working around the clock building toys at the North Pole like he doing a bid. So Santa, Kris Kringle, or jolly old soul, merry, merry, merry to your reindeer and however many hoes. I just need you to understand, after this year I done had, when you show up here, there best be no coal in that bag. Coal.
All right.
Wow.
I like that.
Yes, sir, bro. I like
all
that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You threatening Santa?
We rocking with you, Santa. We rocking. We're good. We're
How
good to you, Santa.
Have? I don't even know.
He seems to always be running around with three of them.
Three hoes. Sound like a hair.
All right. That's what's up. Speaking of which, because I wasn't supposed to go this long. Yeah, because it's still a school night, which is really, oh, crap. Yeah, for all the Epiphany people, check the back channel. For the Epiphany people, check the back channel. All right, so I'm just going to say it's been a lovely, lovely time. I had a great time. It was beautiful. Y'all are beautiful people. I believe this is probably going to be my last show with a landline, because as I am moving to a different location, I will no longer have a landline. I don't even have cable. I'll be using YouTube TV. I'll be going, what do you call that? We don't use cable anymore. You just use Wi-Fi.
You're cutting the cord.
I'm cutting the cord.
I'm cutting the cord.
I got all the subscriptions in the world. I was like, I really don't read. I don't even really watch regular TV anymore. So it doesn't make sense. So I'm just going to pay for Wi-Fi. And I might have to get a Wi-Fi phone, but I don't know how that will work on this setup. But we're going to do it. It's going to be done.
And there's a million apps you can get a free phone number on.
Yeah, not like that kind of thing, you know, because, you know, as long as you got like WhatsApp, you can do whatever. But and plus WhatsApp is encrypted, so I like that much better. But I'm talking about like you can get a Wi-Fi phone in your house, you know. So I want to see how that's going to work out and do some more research to see what happens and stuff like that. You know, it's been such a long time I had to pay for gas, electric, and heat. Water. I'm like, you know, New York is crazy. They'd be like, yeah, no, you had a water bill. I'm like, a water bill? What? What, though? What are you saying? Anyway, but I want to thank all of you good people for coming out and spending this time with me here on the podcast, rocking out with everything that we're doing. And it was a supremely good time. Y'all made me laugh and everything else. And I didn't even drink all my drinks, which is cool, but that's all right. I got through 3 shots. Nobody said jingle bells. We're okay.
I threw jingle bells in my piece.
You did? Oh, we missed it. Everybody take a shot. Everybody take a shot.
Well, we should be up to 4 by now.
All right, so here's my last question. What song do you hear? No matter where you are, when you hear it, it always makes you think of the holidays. So anybody can
for
go.
For me, it's the Donny Hathaway Christmas song every time.
This Christmas?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not the fire. That's not for me. Yep.
You said what? Say it again.
I said the chestnut roasting on an open fire. He said Nat King Cole, so we both sang the same song, just from different sides.
Oh, that's true.
Mahalia Jackson is Mary's boy child.
That's real deep. That's a deep boy. Yeah, that's a deep cut right there. I said Mahalia Jackson. Wow.
Oh, it's such a beautiful. Mm-hmm. She does the. I've had that. Been listening to that for my whole adult life. It's just beautiful.
Nah, that, you know what? I'm not even going to be funny. Every time someone would pay Mahalia Jackson in my church, either somebody was passing on, or somebody was born. But it was always the other Mahalia Jackson song, not that one. All right. Ben, what song makes you think of Christmas when you hear it?
Silent Night.
Yeah.
Silent Night. Which version?
It could be any one of them. I've never heard a bad version of Silent Night. One of my favorite versions is by Boyz II Men.
Oh,
yeah.
Let's goof off real quick. I think I have that version. Hold on. Let me see.
Oh, come on. What's come on? Silent Night.
Oh, that's, I know what I did wrong. I have it backwards. Like, come on, so fool around with me. Come on, there we go. All right. So you said Silent Night? You said Silent Night,
sir.
By Boyz II Men?
Yes, sir.
Let me see. Ah, there we go. Hold on. Let's try it.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright.
That's a good one, man. Anybody else?
There's a whole second verse to that. I was waiting, but it's okay.
You waiting for the second verse? I was not.
It's all right.
My bad.
I appreciate genuine singing and especially perfect harmonies and blending. Oh, man. And that's just one of the best.
I'm not going to front. You know what makes me think of Christmas?
Hmm.
Beach Street.
Hey.
Amen. Yes, sir.
I know it must, from Beach Street, this is what makes me think of Christmas from Beach Street.
Ho, 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 ho. Open up your door. I'm Santa Claus, and guess what, y'all? I got something to show. I came to bring some Christmas spirit. I got a big bag now. Guess what's in it? Something for the rich, something for the poor. Oh, Merry Christmas and ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas, my foot. I'ma tell you what Santa really put under my so-called tree, but in reality, look like nothing but a decorated pole to me. Man, you talk about a tree, it makes me wonder, cause I never had a tree to put anything under. If I ever did look up and get a tree, there was never anything under it for me.
Man, I don't know what y'all talking about, cause when I come to your town, I just get chased out. I thought you would be happy to see Santa Claus, but all you're saying, stick him up and give me yours.
You're lucky or you didn't get ripped off, and it's time to keep your big fat up north, because after my last two Christmas nights, if I see around my neighborhood, I'm shooting on sight, and I ain't even got a chimney for you to come down, so ain't no need for you to be coming around, cause the last old Santa that came in with a sack wasn't giving out presents, he was taking them back.
Man, y'all should be glad that I didn't quit, cause I'm getting too old for this Santa Claus shit. Y'all think I'm getting presents made for free? I gotta pay them bills, then ain't nobody paying me.
You big fat whale, you might as well quit, cause I gotta name 100.
Yeah. Beach Street was like one of the Christmas
things.
Way
back.
Yes,
sir.
Way back when.
Way back.
Way back when. But of course, what else? What else?
One of my favorite songs is My Favorite Thing, but I like the new version by Masego.
Okay.
It kind of jazzes it up.
Well, I ain't got
tight.
That one. I got that one.
Yeah.
It's a good version. I love My Favorite Thing.
Nah,
for me, growing up, my dad used to have a few Christmas albums, and he would play the Mills Brothers Christmas album. But my favorite was Carla Thomas. Here you is, it's Christmas. I used to love that little song.
It's dope. I don't have that one either. But but you know what? Because everybody loves this song, including us. And I play it whenever people feel it. You know, a little bit not less charitable.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch.
Mm-hmm.
You really are.
That's my damn right.
You're as cuddly as a cactus. You're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch.
Mr. Grinch.
You're a bad banana with a greasy black peel. You're a monster, Mr. Grinch.
Mr. Grinch.
Your heart's an empty hole. Your brain is full of spiders. You've got garlic in your soul, Mr. Grinch. I wouldn't touch you with a 39 and a half foot pole. You're a vile one, Mr. Grinch. You have termites in your smile. You have all the tender sweetness of a seasick crocodile, Mr. Grinch. Given the choice between the two of you, I'd take the seasick crocodile. You're a foul one, Mr. Grinch. You're a nasty, wasty skunk. Your heart is full of unwashed socks. Your soul is full of gunk, Mr. Grinch.
I just want to know, how for you to be in that time you made it, you say your heart is full of unwashed socks.
Did you know
what?
That's
Yo, listen, your heart is full of unwashed socks. Get off me, son. Get off me, son.
That's like the original diss record.
That's the original.
It is a diss record. It truly is.
I've been bringing back old terms. But something my grandfather used to say all the time that I thought was funny, he'd be like, you're a liar, you're a peace stick, and you don't love Jesus.
Wait,
I was like, what?
You're a liar, a what? And that you don't.
You're
Jesus?
A liar. Your feet stick. And you don't love Jesus.
Oh wow.
I said. Oh, you know, that's them fighting words. That's what that is. So I was like, man. But you know, that's some funny thing. You know, their generation, they ain't talk. They just got it in. They say one thing and then they just start fighting. They wouldn't say nothing. You know, like, it's like, man, you a liar. Your feet stink and you don't love Jesus. They're like, what? Yeah. Black people fight you if you tell them you don't love Jesus now. Fight you. Fight you. In some cases, right. It's worse than saying you're
like
mom,
the whole liar thing. Thing was okay, but, you know, not loving Jesus is crossing the line, you know.
Yeah,
oh,
I'm
God,
trying to tell you.
Oh,
like, you can't be talking about my Jesus.
Mercy, Lord.
Which is nuts. Anyways, I was mad I couldn't load anything. My thing had shut down beforehand, so which is crazy. But I always love to hear Take Six.
Yeah,
yes, sir.
I always love to hear Take Six because Take Six always like you know, it hits you right in your soul when you need it, and they always
Mary,
hear everything.
You know, but their harmony is something else. Their harmony is.
Shout out to everybody who ever had to go stand in snow and sing carols for people that didn't want them to sing there in the first place. Like, why are you
I've singing? Gone caroling. Caroling is interesting. That's how they broke up those different characters.
Oh, I'm going to ask a dirty question. I want to know how many kids they got amongst them. How many kids take this guy? Let me stop. Let me stop. And be good for you.
What about Christmas time is here? Christmas time is here.
Yeah.
Oh,
I couldn't get it. I couldn't get it.
Well, that goes hand in hand with Charlie Brown.
That's my favorite, like, that and the Grinch. Those are my two favorite holiday cartoons.
It's two.
Uh-oh. He's going back.
Now that was mine. That was my shooter.
I was singing a little much.
Sing a little like that. I was just saying. The funny thing is back then, like imagine Mike was still kicking out all kinds of tunes, right? While dancing, while singing with a big fro, and still managed to stay on pitch. Now you got these dudes,
yes,
they just be auto-tuning. Auto-tuning.
Right.
Like, hey,
no true entertainment, just singing.
One of his most romantic songs that Jackson 5 sang is All I Do Is Think of You. Although I know H-Town did it over.
But Michael Jackson sang that song. We're talking about he was a kid. I can't wait to get to school each day. Just for you to walk my way.
Pay, you out here trying to make babies. Don't do that.
What did he say?
Meow,
So you out here trying to make babies. We ain't doing that. Singing that song.
It's Christmas.
Who said it's Christmas, sir?
That was me, Malikia.
Oh, man.
We already established that this is baby making season.
All right. Hold up a second. See, we so used to this, but because it's Peyton, I'm gonna do the original just for you.
All I do is think of you. Watch how romantic this song is. Listen to Michael sing this with all his heart.
I'm going to have to make an old school tape called the Bloomer Droppers. The Granny Panty Droppers.
The Bloomer Droppers.
All right, here you go. All right, here we go to the bridge. Slow dance in the blue light basement. Get your back dirty. Get back dirty in the wall.
Dirty on my damn walls, you say, huh? We used to have parties for the little buggers, and when they would leave, the walls in my house would be black.
Oh, those house parties, oh my God.
Mm-hmm. For the my children.
Mm-hmm. I don't care if nobody tells me. Michael and them was getting skins on the road. They was getting it. I know they was.
They were. He was coming out too.
I wasn't surprised.
Like, Mike, what happened? She came in here and she had to do something.
No. He came in here and I beat it. That was
me. Maybe. Maybe. That could have happened. It's entirely true. All right. Let me stop goofing off. All right. Now, thank y'all for coming. Thank y'all for hanging out with me. Y'all are really supremely dope people. Thank you for putting up my shenanigans and fooling around Scott, Malika, Peyton. Thank you, ladies, Aki. Kenya, thank you for staying to the end. Of course, Van Meadows, Lisa Lips, and Angel Kim, who I think slept through the whole show, but I'm not gonna clown. See, I was gonna leave her or mic open, but I couldn't clown. I wouldn't even do that to her. But I was like, "You still sleep?" But shout out to all the Christmas memories, all the Kwanzaa memories, and if you're Jewish, the Hanukkah memories that you had that made your Christmases and your holidays special. Shout out to everybody who has their family around them, surround them. Love on people while they're here. Don't wait. Shout out to my family that has loved on me, has upheld me, and the people, my friends, y'all included, that have upheld me during the course of me losing my brother, which has been a really it's been not as traumatic as losing my grandmother. That was traumatic. I couldn't even tell y'all, but because of I'm surrounded by really dope people, and including my nephews that came and loved on me, it makes it easier. And I hate that this is going to be the first Christmas without them, but I'm going to dedicate all my efforts, everything forward for him, and making sure everything else is going on. So I love you guys. Thank you.
So happy.
Love you, Bob.
We love you,
baby. Thank y'all.
Merry Christmas.
Right, so
happy
holidays.
You, baby.
Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Happy Kwanzaa.
Thank you.
Happy Sunday,
plate.
Love
you, baby.
Kwanzaa, happy Thanksgiving. Happy Hanukkah. Happy all that good stuff. Yeah.
All that good
happy
stuff.
Wish me a
oh,
Merry
whatever.
Christmas.
Oh, whatever. Well, thank you for everybody who was listening that stayed with us to the very end. Shout out to Zanis D and, of course, the boss man himself. And we had a whole bunch of other people who came through that rocked out with us in the background. I'm not going to mention names because you're not here now. But I want you guys to enjoy yourselves, man. Celebrate Christmas. Make everything else happen.
Okay.
All right. This show will self-destruct in 5. 4. Love you guys.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Mission Impossible music.
Yo, I should do that. That'd be dope.
Thanks.
I will do that. All right.
All right. I want a percentage.
1 red Corvette, sir. 1 red Corvette.